I think it's both. I think sometimes you see that you think guys actually have him tackled, and he spurt out of the pack. And I think the offensive line do a real good job. So I think they do a real good job as an offense up front with the tight ends and blocking downfield and the running back being able to see those holes and see where he can crease you at. So they do a real good job of working together. I think that's how this offense is built. If they all work together, which they have been doing, they've been very successful running the football. So that's something they want to do. That's something that they've been doing very well. So I don't think they'll change this week just because of they coming to face us. So we have our hands full. It's a challenge for us, but at the same time, we welcome the challenge. You have to always be able, worried about it. He don't run much, but when he do, he has some pretty good speed where he can outrun most defensive line, especially our defensive line. So we have to do a real good job up front of just making sure we have him contained, understand where he at. He's been playing good football. He played great football in the postseason. So we understand this team coming in very confident. They won a game last week. So they already have a game up under their belt in the playoffs this year. So they've came here and played well before. So we understand that they're going to be riding high coming into this ball game. So we're going to have to be able to match that intensity. Being our first game in the playoffs this year, we have to be ready to go from the first snap. I don't care if it's offense, defense, whoever take the field, we have to be ready to go because they're going to be ready to go. I'm a football player, and I always say that. So I wasn't surprised that I can play and be effective at this level. Health will never issue with me this year of thinking about it. My goal was just getting back on this team and helping my teammates win. And we've done a lot of that around here. So I'm just fortunate and grateful to be playing another postseason game this week coming up. That's always been my goal, to get back and help my teammate win. And that's how I approach this season. I mean, I think it's important for all of us. Been playing the game for as long as I've been playing, you want to be playing your best football now. Every player, every guy that scrapped on his helmet this year, you want to be playing at your highest level now. It don't matter what you've done before this season, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, this season. It really doesn't matter. I think everybody starting fresh now. You lose, you go home. It's no game planning. And then, if you lose this game, it's no game planning for next week. And I think we have to really understand that to be successful. So this game's going to give you what you give it. Whatever you put into this game, it's going to give it to you back. You can't shortcut anything, especially around this time of year. Every team you face is a good football team. Seems like Baltimore Ravens is a division opponent. We play them so much. So they know us. We know them. So it's going to be one of those tough old-school football games, I feel. Game that's going to have to be played in the trenches, up front, offense and defensive line. We have to do a real good job to be successful. But, you have to be playing at your highest level, no matter who you are at this point in the year, if you want to be successful.